Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a blueprint for old-school rave pressure fills in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make the fill feel like a hard pivot in the groove, not just some extra drums dropped on top. If you've ever heard a DNB tune where the energy suddenly tilts, the room tenses up for a second, and then the drop lands heavier because of it, that's the kind of effect we're after. This is not about cramming in as many hits as possible. It's about making a short burst of motion that feels intentional, gritty, and rooted in jungle and rave culture. A good way to think about this is gesture, not drum programming. Ask yourself, is this fill a lift, a shove, a stop, a snap back, or a pressure burst? If you can describe the move in one verb, you're on the right track. Start by creating a dedicated group in Ableton and call it Fill Blueprint. Keeping the fill material in its own space makes the whole workflow faster and cleaner. Inside that group, build three lanes, one for the break layer, one for the bass or stab layer, and one for the effects layer. That separation matters a lot in fast music, because every sound is fighting for space, especially when the tempo is up at DNB speed. For the break layer, use sampler or a drum rack. For the bass or stab layer, use Waveedable, Operator, or even a resampled audio lane. For the effects layer, you can use analog, sampler, or processed audio clips. The point is to give each job its own lane so you can control the punch, the low end, and the atmosphere independently. Now place the fill where it belongs in the arrangement. Old school pressure works best at phrase boundaries, like the last bar before a drop, the last two bars before a switch up, or the end of a 16-bar section. Put locators at the start of the fill and at the drop, so you're always working with the phrasing in mind. In a lot of DNB arrangements, that structure is where the energy lives. Here's a workflow trick that saves time. Duplicate your main drum loop into the fill area and only mangle the last bar first. Don't build the whole thing from scratch. The strongest fills usually start as a variation of something that already works. Let's build the break edit first. Load a classic break or your own loop into sampler in slice mode, or drop it into audio and split it manually. Focus on the last one or two bars. Slice those into eighths or sixteenths. Then shift a couple of ghost hits a little late so the groove feels human and slightly dangerous. Use clip gain or gain automation to make the final hits hit harder, and leave at least one clear gap so the fill breathes. A strong fill does not need constant motion. In fact, contrast is usually stronger than density. A sparse fill with one brutal accent often lands harder than a busy stream of 16th notes. So keep one clear rhythmic idea in charge, and let the break do the talking. Good sound choices here are a snappy snare from the break, a ghost kick or low tom, a hat tail or rye tick, and maybe one chopped reversal or stutter. If you're using drum rack, you can layer a kick at the start, a snare or clap on the turn, and a small hat or rim hit near the last 16th. If the break is too sharp, low pass it a little with sampler. If it's too spiky, bring the transient down slightly. Keep the timing natural whenever you can. Now give the fill a reply. This is where the rave pressure really comes alive. Add a short stab, a Reese fragment, or a sub-bass punctuation note. Waveedable is great for this, Operator is great for a clean sub-accent, and Analog can give you a more acidic, retro-feeling hit. Keep the MIDI simple, 1 to 3 notes is plenty. This fill should feel like a statement, not a melody. A classic move is to have the drums ask the question and the bass or stab answer it. That call and response shape is a big part of why old-school style fills feel so satisfying. If the main tune is an F minor, for example, you might use F or C as the bass reply, and let the stab hit a minor third or fifth to keep it tense, but controlled. Short envelopes work well here. Keep the decay tight, and if you use unison, high-pass the sound afterwards so you don't fatten the low end by accident. Next, shape the movement with filter automation. Put auto filter on the bass or stab bus and sweep it across the fill. Start the cutoff low if you want the fill to feel muffled at first, then open it up by the final hit. A 24 dB low pass gives you a strong sense of motion, and a band pass can make it feel more ravey and narrow. The key idea is that even if the BPM doesn't change, the ear feels acceleration, because the spectrum is opening up. Use the return track sparingly, but with intention. Reverb and delay should frame the transition, not wash it out. A short to medium reverb decay works well, and an 8th note or dotted 8th delay can give the fill bounce. A nice workflow move is to automate the send amount only on the final stab or snare hit, instead of drenching the whole sound. That keeps the fill punchy and mix-friendly. If you want a more old-school rave feel, throw a quick echo on the last hit with modest feedback and a filtered return that cuts the lows. That gives you a smeared tail without trashing the low end. Again, the goal is pressure, not clutter. Now group the bass or stab processing into an audio effect rack or instrument rack and map useful controls to macros. This is where the intermediate workflow really starts paying off. Map cutoff, drive, reverb send, delay send, width, and tone or high cut. If you're using a resampled fill, you can also map start point or transposition if needed. Then save at least two versions, a 1-bar pressure fill and a 2-bar tension fill. That way, you're not rebuilding the same idea every time you arrange a track. After that, route the fill group into a dedicated bus and process it lightly. A touch of drum bus can add weight and drive. Blue compressor can help bind the parts together, but don't crush the transients. A little saturator can give you edge, and a Q8 can clean up the low end on the FX layer so it doesn't fight the bass. The fill needs a sharp front edge. That's what makes the drop feel bigger by comparison. And don't only automate the fill itself. Automate the arrangement around it. Pull the kick out for the first half of the fill. Mute the main bass a beat early. Let the hats keep rolling while the chopped break and stab take over. Or strip everything down to a sub pulse and some effects in the final half bar. That tiny amount of subtraction can hit much harder than adding more notes. One of the best pro moves is to use silence on purpose. A half beat gap before the drop can create more tension than another snare ever could. In heavier DNB, negative space is part of the power. If you want to push this further, resample the fill and slice it again. That adds grime and gives you more arrangement speed. You can also reverse a snare tail or crash into the final hit for a suction effect. A ghost tom under the last eighth can add tribal pressure. Small pitch drops at the start of a tom or stab can make the fill feel more aggressive without adding layers. And if the mix needs extra cut, a tiny noise tick under the main accent can sharpen the front edge. Be careful with common mistakes. Don't overfill the fill. Don't let sub-frequencies stack up between the break, bass, and FX. Don't put long reverb tails on every hit. Don't ignore the phrase structure. And don't make the fill louder than the drop, or the arrangement will lose its impact. Keep the sub mono, keep the width under control, and let the pressure come from timing and movement rather than sheer volume. A really good exercise is to build three variants from the same material. Make a minimal version with just drums and one automation move. Make a standard version with a bass reply and one send throw. Then make an aggressive version with resampling, a heavier transient layer, and a short filtered FX tail. Keep all three in the same 1-bar slot, and make sure they share at least one rhythmic idea. That's how you learn how much change is enough, without drifting into chaos. So to wrap it up, the best old-school rave pressure fill in DNB usually comes from a few strong ingredients: a chopped break edit, a short bass or stab response, focused automation, and clean arrangement timing. Separate the fill into its own group, keep the sub disciplined, use filter and send automation for movement, and design the fill around the phrase change. If it feels like a controlled burst of energy that sets up the drop, you've nailed it. Keep it tight, keep it nasty, and let the pressure do the talking.